This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Ah, recognize that. Is that music? I guess we'd consider that music. That's a sounder. In the radio business, we call it a sounder. And what it does is bring us into the talk radio countdown zone. Welcome to another week, a weekend, an overview of what's going on. This is Labor Day weekend, the first weekend on a full week. We're going to go through the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, and his staff have gleaned the important items that have been a part of the news talk radio world this week. So we'll go through those and the people, have lots of conversation about those folks who make the world of talk radio as interesting as it is. What about the political season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? All those in our purview here today. So let's get started first with a list of the stories, Michael, from number 10 to number 1, and then we'll do the same thing with the people list and see where we go from there.
All right, here we go. At number 10, we have the death of Gene Wilder and Major League Baseball action. Those are tied at number 10. We have the death of the cousin of Dwayne Wade, and that's tied with just conversation about Black Lives Matter, ties into that at number 9. Number 8, the looming G20 summit. At number 7, the EU Apple tax case, and that's tied with another international story, Brazil impeaches Rousseff. At number 6, we have the Iran nukes deal details. At number 5, the split between Wiener, and Abedin.
They changed their name, for God's sakes.
To, like, Murray Wiener.
No, it's Oscar Myers.
The split between Abedin and Meyer.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that better? The baby's going to grow up as a wiener. I don't know.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Yeah. People are funny, you know?
People are strange. Yes, they are. Yeah. Yep.
We have Kaepernick's anthem.
People, this guy, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, his anthem protest, number 4. Number 3, the Tuesday primaries. Number 3, Tuesday primaries. Number 2, Trump's Mexico visit, and that's tied with general discussion about immigration policy. And number 1, the big kahuna of topics, the presidential race. The people on our survey at number 10, Gene Wilder. Number 9, Tim Cook. Number 8, Dilma Rousseff. At number 7, Dwayne Wade and Nikia Aldrich. Number 6, Marco Rubio, John McCain, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. At number 5, Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner. At number 4, Colin Kaepernick. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, the most popular man on the planet, Donald Trump. There you go.
Is it too predictable to say I don't even want to waste any time talking about Colin Kaepernick? Or is that me and my pejorative about a guy who makes $50 million a year talking about people and how hard life is?
Well, I think we should spend this program
the whole
talking
hour.
About why we're not going to talk about Colin Kaepernick and why he doesn't deserve to be talked about
no. And
why the topic is not worthy of our analysis.
Why the heck is it there in the first place?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. What's wrong with this guy?
So,
what's wrong with all of us?
Well, that would take more than an hour.
I actually think the Colin Kaepernick story is one of the most important unimportant stories.
Really?
That we've had.
Well, pray tell, please tell us why.
Because it ties into the concept of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
we are all about here.
That's my favorite topic from a standpoint of it's the one that I will be willing to go out on a limb about.
I don't think we're saying don't express yourself. We just don't like his expression. I don't like his expression because it's too pat. It's too easy. Are there a lot of things that black people are suffering with and under in this country that are inexcusable? Absolutely. What perception do we get of a guy who's making $15 million a year? And maybe this is me saying the way he's doing. It seems to me he could do a lot more good by taking positive strokes or shots at this rather than negative. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's you see, you're talking about some deep cultural considerations, and I think that that's, I think it's a good topic. I really do. My opinion is, well, I don't even know if I have an opinion. I have a lot of opinions about it, is that we make too much of a deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
People should say, oh, that's interesting. He's sitting. So what? Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I said I was going to do.
You know, outrage.
On my own toot.
But you see, what I don't care for, personally, is why are we so outraged? Mm-hmm. So, okay, the guy doesn't want to stand for the flag. Big deal. Why do we attach so much significance to forcing politically correct?
Because because we've trained ourselves or allowed ourselves to be trained into a certain way of thinking, thanks to the one-sidedness of a lot of the political discussions on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think, don't you? I mean, is that part of it anyway?
No, I think that the brainwashing that leads to a certain way of thinking goes back to how we're raised as children.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to what we're taught in school. It's going back to the idea that we stand and we pledge allegiance to a flag. And I'm not saying we shouldn't. What I'm saying is, but
why do we?
You see, why do we have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we
have
to? Why
is it expected that we would do
that? Yeah, why is it expected that you do this or you're not a patriot?
Yeah, right. You're on the Gabby, what was her name? Gabby, the gymnast at the Olympics, Gabby mm-hmm. Douglas, mm-hmm. Who didn't hold her hand or her heart when the national anthem was singing. Who does that? I don't do it. I pledge allegiance with my hand over my heart, but I don't hold my hand over my heart when the. And yet, all these people made such a big deal. All these right wing whack jobs made such a big deal. Look at how she's disgusting because she doesn't respect the United States, and we gave her the chance to go there. I listen to more nonsense come as a.
So that's what the topic really is.
Yeah.
The topic really is what do we have to do to prove that we're worthy of being free? How unfree do we have to be free?
Really? That's very interesting. Yeah, always expect you to come up with something like that. The deepness behind the story,
yeah,
there it is.
You're making fun of me.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do that. You might make fun of me, but I wouldn't make fun of you.
That's right, because in our contract, that's what it says.
Yes,
I make
it does.
Fun of you, you don't make fun of me.
Yes, right.
Behind the scenes, folks.
Yes.
Contract negotiations between Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen's people.
Okay.
Don't you wish we had people?
People, I do. I kind of like being able to talk to you and you being able to talk to me at all hours of the day and night.
Yeah,
kind of fun.
That's the way it should be.
Listen, Georgetown University has come up with something interesting that I will talk to you, and then we'll leave this in just a moment. We'll pause.
Mm-hmm.
It's the talk radio roundup, the talk radio review, the hot hits, the stories, the people, and many of the stars of this format are a focus of ours as well. It's 14 past the hour.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale by Tuesday.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals $1 off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty Points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
The human eye blinks about 17,000 times a day. But here's an eye-opener. You can lose your sight to eye disease if you wait for symptoms before having them checked. Think about this. UV damage is one of the leading contributors to cataracts and macular degeneration. But your eye doctor has solutions to help prevent that. So get your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find a doctor near you in the blink of an eye. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $1.29. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale by Tuesday.
17 after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show, the review of the stories, the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. So I just wanted to go one more step with you, if I may, Michael, on this theme of what to do with our history, the number of people, groups of peoples that we have taken advantage of. We haven't. I haven't. You haven't. But our ancestors have. So some people feel that it's their responsibility, which is okay as long as you don't make me help you. If I want to help you, that's swell. But you're going to make me help you. I don't want to. Such is the case with Georgetown University. Apparently they owned hundreds and hundreds of slaves. And they were going broke in the early 19th century. I think it was 1819 or somewhere around in there, 1820. They decided to sell a bunch of their slaves, 300-400 of their slaves, so they could make a mortgage payment or pay the mortgage off. So Georgetown University put up a, what they do is they put up a big stockade and they parade the slaves. That's what they did across the stage. And you'd bid whatever you wanted, $1,000 for this slave, $500 for that one. And they got what was the equivalent today of about $30 million for selling their slaves. So now they have decided to open up the registration gates, if you will, to many people of color who have an ancestry that goes back to these slaves that they owned and sold. So you'll be able to come, you'll get in, you'll get a free scholarship, and it's much the same as what's done for their heritage families. I don't, as long as it's of their own free will, more power to them. I thought that was, quite frankly, a great idea. What do you
think? I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
That's what I thought was a good idea, of having these relatives of the slaves that they sold go to Georgetown free.
Well, it kind of equals the scales of justice on the cosmic level, you know?
Yeah. What a wonderful way to put it. My God, repeat that. That's brilliant.
It equals the scales of justice on a cosmic level.
That is. I mean, that's brilliant.
Yeah, how else?
Doesn't it?
It's an attempt to, and by making the attempt, that helps in that regard. I mean, you can't change the past. Mm-hmm. You can't undo the wrong, but you can make an attempt to do something right, even if it's symbolic.
Yeah.
Even if it's symbolic. You know, it's what's in our hearts. It's what's in our hearts that really is measured by whatever the big judge in the sky is. And you can't fool that judge. You know, if you do something and you don't have the right spirit for doing it, or you're doing it for an ulterior motive, well, you're a hypocrite. You're not getting away with anything.
Just as you said that, I imagine Joy Brown doing that.
I missed what you said.
Well, as you were talking about somebody in the skies. For those of you who don't know, Dr. Joy Brown was a great friend of ours, Michael's and mine, and a long-running talk radio personality, died this past week. We'll talk about that.
Treatment. Law Attorney Spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, we have 23 and change after the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm taking a big deep breath here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine because we both lost a very good, close, fabulous friend this week. So, and this is the first time I've talked about it. When she died, I went on the air and I was fine about it. I think maybe more, the more I think about it and her, and, you know, we all have our own stories of people that we care about that we might have known together. You have fabulous story. You trusted her with so much. We had our annual convention last May, as we have every year, the Talkers Convention, and Michael always called upon Joy to sort of be the glue, to put things together. She would be the MC, and she'd tell jokes, and she'd try to get people moving along, and she'd wear those silly short skirts that she wears.
She had six costume changes in the course of
she changed all day long.
This is a business meeting. And she brought a wardrobe. We had to have a dressing room for her, and she changed her miniskirt.
She was every half hour. I'll tell you, she was a trip. All right, so let's spend a couple minutes. You talk about her, because I...
Well, Joy Brown was... Joy Brown, for those who are just listening, who know of her or don't know of her and don't know this happened, last weekend she died suddenly, unexpected, 71 years old, picture of health, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she's in fabulous shape.
A dynamic woman, major figure in the broadcasting industry, arguably the greatest radio psychologist of all time.
The go-to person for psychology on the air.
The one that was keeping that genre alive after all the others fell from the wayside or left terrestrial radio.
Well, that's because they were lousy. She was good.
She was
better than they were. Let's put it that way.
She cared about performance within the guidelines of academic, traditional psychology. Mainstream psychology.
Yeah.
She didn't. She never was sensational. She didn't try to be
put people down.
No. She didn't do anything for the sake of ratings. She didn't endorse products. In many ways, she hurt her own career by not playing ball with what a lot of.
To tell you,
I'm telling the truth. I mean,
I know you are. I got to tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
She and I were working. She and I were closely aligned in many ways, but we were oftentimes thought of by program directors as being the same sort of a show. We fit together in the way our styles of doing radio, and I'm not a specialist, I'm a generalist, but she was a specialist. But we were friends. I remember going on dog and pony shows with her. Once she and I and Alan Combs and Michael Reagan visited some stations in the Southeast and for a couple of days, and we had a fabulous time. It was just fun because we were all just people. And the audience saw us as some kind of stars, and we laugh about it when we go to dinner at night, how silly people were to think of us as stars. But she was somebody who could, on the air, drill down. I had her on my program frequently over the years. She could drill down to the cause and the fix of a problem faster than anybody that I ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. Just right to it. And that's why she was good.
Yeah, she was really, really, really good.
Frankly.
Extremely credible, and it was based on a foundation of intelligence. She was a very intelligent woman.
Yeah, she was.
She could be a clown. She was a good sport. She'd wear costumes. You know, she did off-Broadway theater roles. People didn't even know about it. She played crazy roles. She was the ringmaster of the circus. Did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, she did. She was, and she was. She would laugh at herself. She knew how to laugh. And herself.
Yeah.
And yet she took what she did very seriously and did a program to the day before she died. She did a 3-hour radio program, had been doing it for 30 some odd years. And just it was always the same quality, no matter what. It was always the same quality of broadcast. So lots of thoughts and well wishes to Joy's family, Dr. Joy Brown passing away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Four at the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of the Bible of Talk Radio, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Television is, Talkers Radio. We've been through the stories, some of the usual things that are all part of the circumstance and ancillary people that are connected to the big stories. I thought it was interesting that you lumped Marco Rubio, John McCain, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz together as the number 6 item on the people list, given that they all won their primary victories, McCain in Arizona, Rubio in Florida, as was the case with Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The revenge of the establishment.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it is. All these guys were worried. McCain had serious challenge. Rubio did, too, and they were all embarrassing. They were all like out of left field, all three of them. And yet they get themselves connected enough to the voters. And do you really think it is as simple as name recognition? Is that it? How many people who actually go to the polls to vote for people know what they stand for, what they've done, what they are doing? You ever wonder that?
I wonder that all the time. Why do I ever wonder that? Yeah, that's one of the things I wonder about. And to a degree, name recognition and familiarity does play a role in what makes people vote. Yeah. I don't think it's completely the case. Otherwise, it's time to move to a totalitarian country and hope you have a benign dictator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because Kim Jong-un is not your leader.
You know, if all elected officials were there by accident, that would be totally terrible, as opposed to the way it is now, which is just partially terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I love the way people think things can't get worse. Things can get far worse than they are.
Of course they always can.
It's important to keep that in mind, because the old "we haven't got anything to lose." We have plenty to lose.
Yeah. It really is how all of the pieces fit together. You're going to have to forgive me. I am, now that I went into, my brain sinked into my thinking about Joy Brown, and I think we ought to go back to her and discussing her. I think it's far more interesting because so many people who are listening to this program have known and listened to Joy over the years. You have special insight into her and her career. You've been quoted in most all of the articles that were written, her obituaries, and you pay tribute to her with a special section at Talkers Magazine. So I think it's appropriate for us to spend a bit more time. I said this on the air earlier in the week when I started talking about this, looking at the passing of Tom Maher and of Jerry Doyle. There's a club, and I don't mean that to be negative. There's a group of us who have been together and friends, and I mentioned a few names a few minutes ago. Certainly Joy was in that at the beginning, as you and I and many other people who are great broadcasters have tried to steer the course in terms of talk radio as an industry. And there's some fascinating people that have been part of that trend along the years. And Joy was right there. And so she became, it's a small group of people who do this for a living anyway. And most of us reasonably know one another. We may not be friends, but we at least know who each other are. But in this case, I considered not a close friend, but he was a good friend. Same with Doyle. We'd run into him at the various conventions, mostly Talkers. But Joy was my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your friend.
What you are doing here is you're expressing your personal perspective and your personal sentiments.
Yeah.
But
I think she deserves the recognition because she did some fabulous things in her career.
She does deserve the recognition because she was very special.
Yeah.
But I say that not because she was my friend. I say that
she's a great broadcaster.
I say that objectively as an observer of the industry.
Yeah. I'm not so objective.
You're objective, but you're saying something interesting here. You're describing a club. I view it a little bit differently. I view the entire industry as a club that I'm in. I have relationships.
Well, I meant that to be sort of the implication.
I don't want people listening to this to think that there's some kind of clique here.
Clique among a few of us. Yeah, right. That's not what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I realize that, but I have to set the record straight on that because we're being heard not just by listeners. We're being heard by broadcasters all around the country.
Right.
And I've never operated exclusively. I like to be inclusive.
Yep.
And you do, too. One of the things I've said about you over the years is that you're very good to your fellow broadcasters. So let's be honest. Joy was much more, I was much closer, and you are much closer to Joy than we were with, say, Tom Maher.
I cannot say
that I am a personal friend of Jerry Doyle. I knew Jerry Doyle, but Joy is somebody that we knew personally, who also happened to be one of the greatest broadcasters on radio of all time.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to clarify.
Yep.
That, she was incredibly special. Mm-hmm. And that's why you are displaying here on this radio program something I don't think many of your listeners have heard. And that is, you were on the border of crying before. You weren't crying over Jerry Doyle. And
that's very... No, I did not cry over Jerry Doyle. I was sad to be dying.
Right, with all due respect.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a very interesting way of putting it.
You know, this is more about you, Doug. I'm sitting here going, I can't believe it. This is a side of you that...
I'm in touch with my emotions, but I was. She was quite the character.
I'm not as interested in being in this business anymore as much as I was last week because she's gone.
Yeah.
This is the kind of, it's funny how people react to the loss of somebody really important to them. You go through waves of, you forget about it a while, you laugh, you get back to normal living, and then all of a sudden it hits you.
Right.
And it comes over you like a wave.
Well, it happens I'm looking at some of her advice, actually, here. If you're married, go on dates together. things like that. And she would say, if you broke up with someone, don't date anybody for a year. Yes. It was much of her therapy was aimed at couples.
Relationship-oriented.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And I find that her advice is very helpful. And I think a lot of people, excuse me, did as well. That's why she was so popular for as many years. And people listened to her for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and it was never the same. You never heard the same stuff come out of her mouth. It was always new. There were threads of thoughts that make sense, but it wasn't the same old advice that you used to hear. Well, I'm going to mention somebody's name. I'm not going to mention
his name. No, don't mention his name.
But what I'm just saying is that it was reliably different. She was pensive. She wrote some interesting books, 9 Fantasies That Will Ruin Your Life. I remember having her on the program to talk about that, as a matter of fact.
I've only worked my way up to 7. I've got to learn the other 2.
Excuse me.
Hey, I thought I had a ball.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
But, but here's something you're saying. She was a good broadcaster as well as a good psychologist. That's the point. Right.
I know what I wanted to say. That brought me around to something. When I went off on the toot about we took trips and did the dog and pony show, I was remembering talking to her because we were sold oftentimes, even though we didn't have the same syndicator, but many stations would take us because we had the same sort of air about us. So I would get people that were sponsors that would come to me and say, will you do this, and can you get Joy? Now, I'm not her agent. I'm her friend. But because we were sort of thought of together, can you get her to do a live spot for us?
Lots of luck.
And at the end, kind of, I broke her down after a lot of years, but she wouldn't do that.
No.
She would not endorse anything.
That hurt her career.
It did hurt her career.
Yeah, because you have to be somewhat of a whore to make it in media today.
Thank you.
And she wouldn't do it.
No, she wouldn't do it.
Seriously, I'm giving you some behind-the-scenes insight.
Yeah,
You know this, but
you're telling the story. Good. I'd rather you tell it.
I mean, one of the things you've got to be able to do in broadcasting is endorse products, do live reads.
Yeah.
Now, I said before, she'd be willing to go and put on a costume and play a goofy role.
Yeah.
Because she was a good sport. But she wouldn't be willing to sit and do a 60-second commercial that would put money in her pocket and put money in somebody else's pocket and keep her job if she didn't actually believe in the product. And then she had hesitation about doing it.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very.
I mean, the whole nature of this business is to sell products. To sell, in some cases, crappy products.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Literally.
We're talking about Dr. Joy Brown, who passed away this past week. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with a review of the people on the list this week, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. Gene Wilder at number 10, Tim Cook at number 9, Dwayne Wade at number 8, Chris Brown on this list as well. Colin Kaepernick. I never get that name right, but it's okay. Uma Abedin and her husband Anthony Weiner on the list, as are Marco Rubio, John McCain, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Barack Obama is at 3, Hillary Clinton is at 2, and Donald Trump appropriately at number 1 with all the things he was doing this week, where he went, what results he had in that immigration speech, that sort of thing. Unfortunately, Mrs. Clinton, the big focus on her were the 30 more emails that were found about Benghazi. But all of them made for great conversation this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators' Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $1.29. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus, special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale by Tuesday.
day. Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
The human eye blinks about 17,000 times a day. But here's an eye-opener. You can lose your sight to eye disease if you wait for symptoms before having them checked. Think about this. UV damage is one of the leading contributors to cataracts and macular degeneration. But your eye doctor has solutions to help prevent that. So get your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find a doctor near you in the blink of an eye. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from 129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale by Tuesday.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the charts for this past week, the week of August 29th to the 2nd of September. Top 10 stories, the passing of Gene Wilder, the deadly Italy earthquake and the recovery there after at number 9. The California rape law at number 8, the new one that's been introduced. The hurricanes on the Pacific and the Atlantic. Situation in Chicago at number 6. Number 5, the Iran nuclear deal details emerging. Let's see. Next, the situation with Anthony Weiner and his wife, or former wife, I guess. What's going on, or has gone on, politically in the primaries. The victory of McCain, Rubio, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The trip to Mexico with Donald Trump. And the presidential race. All of those things have been much on people's minds, appropriately so. Therefore, they made the list of the charts for this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, a minute or two left here for our discussion. I think normally what we do is get off. I mean, this is about the world of talk radio, and there's no greater star than Joy was, and she will continue to burn brightly in our memories in our mind because she was so good at what she did. So, Michael, I think you did a fabulous job of bringing to the surface the things about her. I mean, we can think about other people that we know well that we hope are not going to be cast aside quickly, but there aren't many that we have the same strong feelings about who are as good a broadcaster as Joy was and as good a friend as she was. So with those two thoughts in mind, we pay tribute to her because she deserved it. She would have said the same thing about you and I had one of us gone instead of her under the circumstances. So thank you for the penetrating thoughts and remembrances of Dr.
Yeah, this has been an interesting show and interesting discussion. I appreciate being a part of it.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to have had the opportunity. This is a good a place for a conversation like that. 10 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Past the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This past week, Dr. Joy Brown, who is the syndicated radio psychologist, dispensing great advice for decades, passed away very unexpectedly. She was a very important part of the radio programs that I did. And so we present to you, for the next few minutes, a sort of trip down memory lane with a conversation that was so typical of her as she gave advice on my program.
We're going to talk about how to get along with people that you don't like. First of all, in the neighborhood that I grew up in, there were very few people my own age because it was more rural, certainly suburban rural, and there were one, two, three people on the entire street that I knew who were my age. They all went to private school. I didn't. They didn't like me, made fun of my name, made fun of the fact that I had cows, made fun of the fact that I rode my bicycle. And,
did you ever hear somebody say, I just hate you, or I hate him?
Yes, my former wife.
No, I just think that because I know you have a huge response to that word, and I just wonder where it came from. Because, I mean, most people, nobody wants to like them hated. Well,
no, somebody used it on me. That was very
somebody used it.
Yeah. Right. All right, so
hey, on an up note, though, Doug?
What's that reason?
I'd like to congratulate Joy Brown for being the winner of today's Doug Stephan Word of the Day contest when she used the word vituperative.
That's a great word.
Vituperative. Yes,
vituperative.
Yeah.
Very
vituperative.
Vituperative.
It means uttering or given to censure, containing or characterized by verbal abuse.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations, Joe Brown. You've just won a Cedarside snack pack.
Well, I think that what happens, though,
Do I really get something for this?
Yeah, you do.
No.
I love this. Earlier in the morning, we all said
speak to my
ladies.
All right, stop it.
I'm going to find
you. Cool. I guess I'm going to end with this conversation.
No, I'm interested.
You piqued my interest because I have not, until you asked me that question, I actually never thought about it before. Who was it that told me that they hated me?
Yeah, because that kind of response usually happens early on in our life, mm-hmm. and it's because it's out of proportion. Look, what I do as a therapist, I really can't read minds in spite of what people think, but what I can do is hear reactions, and I can hear when something seems out of proportion, and because I know that's one of the words that really will set you off.
All right.
And so my question is, where did it come from? Okay.
In the eighth grade, Gail Sheehy was somebody that I was very fond of. Her real boyfriend was Eddie Davis. Eddie Davis and she were having a problem, so she used me to make him jealous. And then she told me when it was all done that she actually hated me.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Hmm. And my guess is there was probably something before that as well, so this resonated with it.
When you grew something up, you didn't realize that Gail Sheehy was a bimbo that used you and she wasn't worth the time of day, right?
No, in the eighth grade, I could only see Gail Sheehy as my girlfriend. That
right.
was it.
Being magnificent, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Actually, maybe this is more telling than anything else. When I was in the seventh grade, Karen Spencer sat in front of me. We had the old desks.
She doesn't use his full names.
And, who's going to know? She's not listening. She married Bruce Lovelace. They were boyfriend and girlfriend all through Lovelace. Junior high and high school.
Yeah. They have a Lovelace marriage.
Yeah, and I saw them at the 50th anniversary or 50th class reunion. One of the few people that I actually wanted to talk to recently. Anyway, back to Karen was in the chair in front. I was in the second row in Miss Welch's, Doris Welch's, the English teacher in the seventh grade. And Karen sat in front of me and she was developing.
Breast, I told you.
She always wore blouses that buttoned down the back. And one day, I unbuttoned her blouse, and she didn't know I was unbuttoning it, and put it around the chair and then buttoned it back up again.
Doug, that's mean.
It was, well, it was.
That was mean.
It was mean.
Was it really?
Yeah,
that's pretty mean. She's probably, just like you have Gail Sheehy problems, she probably has Dudley Seven problems.
Yeah. Really?
She's probably on her radio show right now going, I remember in the second grade when Dudley Stephan.
This is true, though. I was just going to say, when I was in kindergarten, I had a teacher tell me that I was helpless because I couldn't find something in her desk. And from that moment on, I mean, think about helpless people and you will not see me on the list ever because you overcompensate.
You're very self-sufficient.
I know. I'm like, never be called that again.
The story, or at least the voice and the thoughts of Dr. Joy Brown, who passed away this past week at the age of 71. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators' fall flooring kickoff sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl, plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale by Tuesday.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.